Hi, welcome to The Heart of It. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Hart. On this show, I bring you interviews with experts in the fields of nutrition, alternative methods of healing, and relationships, so that you can have the latest, most practical information to use when you make important decisions about your health, heart, and home. My mother had radical surgery for breast cancer over 30 years ago. Ever since, she's had difficulty with pain or weakness in that arm that is a common side effect of that surgery. After breast surgery, women often have less range of motion in that arm, which may progress into a frozen shoulder. There's also a high risk of lymphedema, as well as depression, decreased sexuality, and balance issues. Today's program is about a therapeutic exercise program that can help and even prevent many of these conditions, and they even make it fun. It helps women who have had any kind of breast surgery, node dissection, radiation, chemotherapy, chronic fatigue, or lymphedema, and prevents future problems as well. In fact, this program has proven so effective that many centers and hospitals in the United States and Canada now use this program for men as well as women for many diagnoses, which include MS, Parkinson's, chronic fatigue, and fibromyalgia. I want to get right to my interview with Sherry Lebed today, who developed this therapeutic exercise system. So if you'd like to know more about my show, my sponsors, other topics I have scheduled, or me, I invite you to visit my website, www.theheartofit.com. That's heart, spelled H-A-R-T, like my name. I also put information on my website about each guest and host so that you can find their contact information there if you need it. Sherry Lebed was a professional dancer and dance movement specialist. When her mother survived breast cancer, but fell into a depression and had limited arm mobility that halted her quality of life, she joined her two brothers, who were a physician and surgeon, to develop the Lebed Method in 1979. It is now an internationally recognized therapeutic exercise program that helps reduce the common side effects of treatment and surgery for breast cancer patients with the use of movement and dance. Studies confirming the program benefits have been conducted at Albert Einstein Medical Center and the University of Connecticut. Sherry, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for having me.
Why did you develop this program?
Well, actually, it was begun just for my mother in 1979 because of her condition. My brothers and I felt that more needed to be done for her, and her surgeon, who happened to be the director of the cancer center at Albert Einstein Medical Center, was so impressed by her improvement that he wanted to know what she was doing that got her so far so fast. And that's when we introduced the program that she was doing to him, and he had us do an in-service for all the surgeons at the medical center. And they immediately put our program into the hospital care so that every woman who went through any kind of breast surgery had to go through our program, which in 1980 was pretty unbelievable for a major cancer center and a surgeon to do. So we were one of the first hospital-based programs of its kind in the country.
That's fantastic. It's even unusual these days.
Yes, it is.
For doctors to step outside of the established protocol and try something new like this and do research on it is fantastic.
Yes, we were very fortunate. We're very fortunate.
So, Sherry, how did you begin using the Lebed Method?
Well, it started in 1980, as I had said, for my mom at Albert Einstein Medical Center. And we were very successful with it there. We actually did it inpatient and outpatient. And then in 1986, I did our first medical study with it. Two physical therapists and myself were able to work with 35 women And we were able to publish a study in the National Physical Therapy Journal, which showed 98% success in our program in helping with range of motion, frozen shoulder, emotional and physical stability, as well as balance. And as the program progressed and got better, it spread to a lot of other hospitals. However, in 1990, I moved to Seattle, Washington. And for a little bit, the program was kind of put on the shelf for a little while. And in 1996, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I was having some major issues with range of motion myself, and also fell into a state of depression. And my brother, who was one of the developers of the program, said to me, "Get out the program and do it." It was like, oh my God, I should have had a V8. Where was my brain, you know?
I know.
And I just took the program out of the mothball, so to say, and did it, and realized, wow, this is, it's amazing. It's amazing how much it helped me, not only physically, but emotionally, and that everyone had to know about this. And from that time on, it became my passion and my goal in life to let as many breast cancer survivors know about this program as humanly possible.
And I know that you really, it shows in your program that you have been there and you know what these women are going through, because even when a person calls into your phone number, they get all the information about, you know, where to go and how to go to the website. But then you even say, but if you're really scared, you can call me right now. I was so touched by that.
Yeah, I think that it's really important that no matter how large this program gets, that I always want to be there for the women, because I know that at many times you feel lost and alone, especially when treatment ends. It's like everyone says goodbye to you. You know, your oncologist says goodbye, the radiologist, the surgeon, and all your family and friends say, well, thank goodness it's over. But it isn't over. It isn't over. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. The fight is not over.
Well, I so appreciate that you have your heart in this and that you're doing this. Can you explain, I'm using this word lymphedema a lot, and probably a lot of people are not really clear about what that is and how the lymphatic system works.
Yes.
And can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, the lymphatic system purifies harmful bacteria and viruses from our system, so you know how powerful it is to us. And once you've had surgery, lymph node dissection, or radiation, you are at risk for lymphedema, which means that usually your lymph fluid will pass through your lymph nodes, and as I said, it performs many functions, including purifying harmful bacteria and viruses, which is a vital process to wound healing and producing infection-fighting cells and substances. Well, it's common that after surgery, radiation, or lymph node dissection, the lymph system becomes impaired, and an abnormal amount of protein-rich lymph fluid can collect in the tissue of the infected arm and cause swelling. And I always like to explain it, if you were driving down a highway of four lanes, and there was construction, and those four lanes became two lanes, and the traffic had to get through, there would definitely be a backup. And that's how the swelling starts. If the lymph is backed up and you are at risk, your arm can swell, your hand can swell, underneath your arm, in your chest area, sometimes even around into the back, depending on where the surgery was. And it collects. And sometimes gentle exercise will improve the swelling, but you need sometimes manual lymphatic drainage and the compression garment and exercise as part of the components to heal that. So it's almost like a bad traffic jam that the lymph fluid cannot get through anymore.
Is that painful?
It can be very painful. There are certain signs, and I would love to tell people what to look for, because you just don't wake up with lymphedema one morning and your arm is just huge. The body will give you signs, and it's tingling and numbness, swelling, hardness, heaviness of the limb. And when you feel those occurrences happen, you should immediately go for a consultation. And there are wonderful, wonderful lymphedema therapists throughout the country. And you can connect with them through either our website on our resources, through the National Lymphedema Network, through VODR, through our site, and find out who's a registered and certified lymphatic therapist. And they will tell you whether or not you have the beginning onset of lymphedema. Even though there is no cure for lymphedema, it can be managed, which is the good part about it. If you find it early, it can be maintained and managed. It's if you let it go and your arm and limb gets bigger and bigger, that it's harder to get that back to what was almost a normal size. And so it's really important to learn and listen to your body. A lot of times if you're doing an exercise or you're doing a task, whether it's gardening or vacuuming or lifting your child or groceries, and your arm starts to feel that way, it means it's telling you, stop doing what you're doing. Change arms. Go do something else for a while. Give me a break. I'm getting tired. I'm getting fatigued. I'm getting, my protein is getting thick. My lymph is getting thick. I'm having trouble getting through. Give me a break. Give me a rest. And
yeah,
so there are times
off the freeway.
Pardon me?
And using your example, take some of the traffic off the freeway.
That's right. Exactly. Take the traffic off the freeway. Go home. You know,
and
do something
else. And so that's one of the things that I really like about your program is that you not only deal with, you know, there's a big preventive element in your program. And if people are participating in this exercise program, I assume that part of what they get is some education of what to look for and how to handle these symptoms if they come up.
That's very true. You know, power and knowledge and education is power. And if you have that, then you know so much more. A lot of people fear the statistics today from the University of Ohio state that over 50% of every breast cancer survivor in her lifetime will develop lymphedema. That's very high since 2.5 million are surviving today. But the thing is not to be afraid of it. The thing is to know it, understand it, know what to look for, and get evaluations to find out if you do have it and what you have to do to keep it in line.
Well, you have me real curious now about what your exercises are like. Could you describe one of your exercises now that my listeners could try at home?
Yeah, well, we have a couple of different exercises. We had developed, when I developed lymphedema, and I should say that I also have lymphedema now, we had developed a program specifically to try and help the lymph fluid move, because the lymph fluid doesn't have a pump. It's moved by inertia. So we tried to follow a system that would help the lymph fluid follow a pattern like you would do if you were going to a lymphedema therapist and getting manual lymphatic drainage. So I think I want to tell your listeners about this because I think it's a lovely little combination that they can do even in the shower in the morning, or when they want to start their day. And you start by breathing. And I love to do breathing by blowing bubbles. I think it's a lot of fun. It helps reduce stress and depression. And it's a lot easier than trying to describe the correct way to breathe, because when you blow bubbles, you do breathe correctly. So if everyone of your listeners goes out and buys a little jar of bubbles, it would be great. So deep breathing.
You really need actually to be blowing bubbles, just like the little children's little jar of bubble solution that you buy?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So you want to just blow some bubbles for your deep breathing.
Okay.
Very slowly. Everything in our method is slow, smooth, with resistance. So you want to move your head forward and then up and then to the sides. You don't ever want to move your head back because you don't want to pinch your spine together. So
okay.
If you just do that with your head and neck, forward and up, and to the right and left, and repeat it 4 times, but do it really, really slow. And then next, work your shoulders. Put your fingertips on your shoulders. and make a great big circle with your shoulders forward, like as if you had paint on your elbows, and you were painting a wall on either side of your elbows, but you were going to make a big circle and count very, very slowly, so that you were going to count moving your shoulders forward, up, back and down, 8 counts, so it's very slow, in each direction, and then move it to the back in each direction. So we're moving our shoulders and underneath your arms, which is called your axilla. Mm-hmm. And then you put your arms out to the side, and you're going to make pretend as if you're catching a big round beach ball that's so big your spine goes into a C, and your arms can barely hold this beach ball. And then you let the beach ball go. And then someone throws you the beach ball again, and you round your back into a C, and you hold on to that beach ball, and you let it go. And the next one, you just want to reach out to the side, to the right a little bit, and to the left a little bit, and to the right a little bit, and to the left a little bit, and to the right just a little bit. So you're stretching the skin on your side, and the left a little bit. And then take a nice deep breath, inhale, and exhale. And then you want to take both arms like you were a fountain. They come down and go up to the center of your face and open up wide. So they're opening up outside. So you're making a big circle, and they come down to the front of your body again, and they go up through your face like a big fountain and open up wide through your body, nice and slow. And then one more time, come down to the center of your body and up through your face, and open up wide, out to the side, both your arms are out to the side, and come down. And that's it.
That sounds great. And we finished right on time, too, because we have to go
good.
To a break, so that was perfect timing.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah, and I love that. Just one quick question, do you actually use a beach ball in your classes, or do you always just sort of just do the motions?
Well, in this part we imagine, but we actually do use a little beach ball, but in another section. But in this one we just imagine it.
All right. Well, we'll be right back with more of The Heart of It and more with Sherry Labed of the Labed Method. We're back with more of The Heart of It with Sherry Labed of the Labed Method of Therapeutic Exercise. And Sherry, I was wondering if you could give your contact information for my listeners so that they can find out more about your program if it fits their needs.
Sure. If they have a computer and a website, it's www.labedmethod, and that's spelled L-E-B as in Bob, E-D as in David, method.com. And toll-free from anywhere is 877-365-6014.
And tell me now, how many instructors and hospitals and cancer centers now accept and are using your program?
There's over 450 hospitals and centers now using our Labed method. And
so it's quite possible that my listeners will be able to find a program in their area.
Absolutely. And we on our website, we have a teacher directory they can go right to, plug in the area that they live, and a teacher will come up, and they can just fill out a form, and the teacher will reply to them. If they have difficulty, they can call our office, and someone in our office will direct them.
And what about people who maybe don't have a local instructor or hospital program available? Do you have any aids that they could use?
Yes, we have a book, Thriving After Breast Cancer, Essential Healing Exercises for Body and Mind, and we have a video on video and DVD, Focus on Healing Through Movement and Dance. So there's always a way that they can get to do the program.
Fantastic. If that was a, let's say if there was a healing center that didn't have one of your instructors, would they be able to maybe get a small group of people together and put that video on and have a group of people do it on their own if they didn't have an instructor?
Yeah, they could do that, absolutely. There's a lot of support groups that do that.
Okay.
But
yeah,
there's also a certification training program where we train teachers around the country. So we have, we probably have about 30 lined up for 2006, where we have trainers, where we have trainers train teachers to teach this program. So if there's an area that doesn't have a teacher that would like a teacher, they can also contact us, find out where our trainings are, and get someone trained so that they can have the program at their centers.
Fantastic. I think you're even moving out internationally, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're in Korea, Indonesia, Bahamas, Puerto Rico, which is still part of the U.S., but England and Australia. And hopefully we'll be in more countries coming up. Yeah, we're really traveling. It's great.
This is fantastic. I love hearing this. I'm sure that some people are wondering that are listening how your program is different from other programs. Maybe we should talk a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, I would love to. Our program is very different. Number one, it's medically backed, not only by two medical studies that we have done, which is always very impressive to the medical community. And that's why we've been very fortunate to get our program into every hospital, Memorial Sloan Kettering, Fox Chase Cancer Center, Dana-Farber, all the big hospitals have our program because it has medical studies on it. But also, we have a medical director on our program, Dr. Mark Lebed. There is not one exercise or movement that goes into our program that isn't approved medically first. Although I may think of it and create it or love to do it, I meet with him at least four or five times a year, and it has to be approved by him medically first before it can be used in the program. All of our teachers are certified and licensed, which is different than all other methods. They are constantly being updated on new innovative things that come up, all the new studies that come out. We are constantly training and updating. Our teachers come for free once they're certified to trainings to get updates so that we are constantly keeping our teachers informed of all the new things that are going on. And I think that this makes us, actually I know that this makes us different and stand out more than any other program of its kind. Because we are medically scrutinized all the time. We are watched very carefully by the medical community. And we actually have another study going on starting in 2006 at McGill University by Dr. Anna Towers. And I was just informed that our doctor, who is also a certified teacher in Puerto Rico, will be starting her own study in 2006. So we're constantly being medically studied, which is absolutely wonderful. I'm so excited about that. And so our standards are kept extremely high, and our safeguards are kept extremely high.
That really is very rare to find, and you're lucky to be able to have that. And it does, that really, I know that's one of the reasons I wanted you on my show, is because I could see that there was the medical research backing up your methods, and that was important for me to see.
Yes.
When should someone begin using your method?
We
have about a minute or so here.
Yes, the surgical drain must be out and the incision must be healed, and their doctor should have given them permission to be able to exercise, and that's when they can start.
So you don't want somebody to just head in and start doing this until they get their doctor's okay.
Yeah, they should absolutely have their doctor's okay, but their drain should definitely be out and incision healed. That's an absolute.
How long is that usually after surgery
Most people's drains are out within 5 days, 5 to 7 days after surgery, and most physicians, surgeons, will tell their patients at that point that they can start light exercising, which is what our program is basically about. So it's usually within the first week to 10 days that they can start the program.
Really? I didn't think it would be that soon. So just pretty quickly then, just get moving, huh?
It's very important because loss of range of motion can occur.
Yeah, and I think you were saying that once it starts, then it's harder to stop. It's better to prevent it before it even gets started.
Absolutely.
So, lymphedema, I mean.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, well, this is just great information. We'll come back and talk more with Sherry Lebed after a short break and find out more about this therapeutic exercise and what some of the medical studies say about it. We'll be right back. We're back with The Heart of It and Sherry Labed of the Labed Method, therapeutic exercise for people who've had breast cancer surgery, although it's used for men too now.
Yes, it is.
I understand.
Yes, it is. It's used for men. Of course, men do get breast cancer as well. There were 1,500 cases, actually 1,600 cases last year for men. But it has, in 2000, many of the hospitals opened it up to men with prostate cancer, fibromyalgia, Parkinson's disease, MS, a lot of other chronic illness and disease, all cancers. And it has been fabulous. It's been very, very well received.
Now, are the exercises different for different ailments? The exercise you described for us on the air was arm-oriented, and, of course, that's what I think of when I think of breast surgery healing. But when you say prostate cancer and some other ailments that men would have or even with women, do you have a whole different set of exercises, or do these exercises just help the lymph system of the whole body for whatever ailment somebody has?
Well, our program is upper and lower because when, for example, when you work the lymph system, you really need to work the whole body. And even when you're recovering and you're working, say, the upper portion of your body, you're still, through treatment, need work on your lower part of your body because from chemotherapy and your weakness, that need muscle building from your lower portion as well. So for women with ovarian cancer or men with prostate cancer, we give some wonderful lower extremity exercising as well. And that's why it's fit into every diagnosis, because our program has been so well-rounded.
Now, in your exercises, the one that you described for us, anyone could do, really. It wasn't strenuous at all. Are all the other exercises like that, too? They're movement, but not really strenuous?
Or exactly.
Do you need some muscle strength to do some of them?
No, they're not strenuous, but it's really amazing. You know, women will come into our class or men will come into their class and they'll say, wow, that was easy. And we make them drink a lot of water because the next day we'll get phone calls, oh, my goodness, I'm so sore, I can't believe this, because the exercises are geared to certain muscles, so you may not feel it when you do it, and because it's very slow, you don't walk out like sweating and dripping and that kind of thing, but it still works the muscles that are needed to be worked, and it still adds the flexibility and regains your muscle tone without you having to feel like you're exhausted. And that's the wonder of it. So the
I'm afraid I'm going to sound like an infomercial here, and that is not what this is. You don't pay me or anything to say, but it just sounds like it would be an important thing for anyone to do. You know,
yes.
just for basic health.
Yes, it is. And you know, we started a program for children because it is so vital, and we work the lymphatics, as I said, throughout the whole program. And if you imagine that the lymphatic system is the clearinghouse for bacteria and viruses and disease, what could be more important? And so even if you're a healthy person, keeping that clean and vital and moving is important, let alone a person with any kind of illness. So, yeah, for anyone, it's a very important program. You're absolutely right.
Boy, this is really great. I'm going to order one of these videos. I'd like to do it myself. we have a little more time here in this segment, and I'm wondering if you'd like to talk about what some of the results of the medical studies have been, or maybe just about the difficulty that most medical programs have in being accepted within the. New programs have difficulty being accepted within the medical community. And
yeah.
I'm wondering if maybe some of the medical studies that you had done on your methods have helped you gain that acceptance that is really so hard sometimes.
Very, very hard. The first one that we did in 1986 was more of a report than it was a clinical study. However, it was very, very sufficient. That was one that was published in the National Physical Therapy Journal. And for the medical community, that was enough. I mean, it was done very, very thoroughly, and we did it for quite a few years with our patients. And we actually treated 216 patients with breast surgery. So, I mean, it was just a wonderful, wonderful, a study report that we ended up doing. And what it showed us was things that we didn't even realize came out of it. It helped emotionally, the stability, because there was a study that came out of the University of Michigan showing that after 10 years, breast cancer survivors are still depressed. 60% of them are still depressed after 10 years. And I don't mean clinically depressed. I just mean still sad or still not just feeling happy or still not feeling content with their lives. And this program seemed to help that. It also helped prevent frozen shoulder. If they had frozen shoulder, along with physical therapy, it seemed to work it out much faster. It helped with range of motion. It helped with balance issues. We didn't realize that many, many breast cancer survivors had balance issues. Just a removal of the small amount of tissue can cause balance issues, and one shoulder was raising up higher than the other, causing them neck and lower back problems as well as balance. And no one was really catering to that issue of balance. And this program does cater to that. So we were also correcting balance issues. And they found that in some cases, women with lymphedema were able to get more movement out of their arm. And one of the biggest things that came out of it was it increased energy. So instead of most of the programs that are around where make people feel fatigued, our program seemed to release enough endorphins, yet still did not make people feel tired, so that we encouraged people on chemo and radiation and even people who were still feeling too fatigued to go back into a normal exercise program to use this program as a springboard because it actually increased their energy level. So that was just amazing for us. And then in 2005, our new study called Dance and Movement Program Improves Quality of Life Measures in Breast Cancer Survivors came out from the University of Connecticut, which showed that our program improved the quality of life in breast cancer survivors. One of the big issues today that everyone's discovering is since breast cancer survivors are living longer, we are all more concerned with the quality of life that we have. And that's why this study is so crucial, because if this program increases the quality of life for breast cancer survivors, that is one of the main issues that concern all the major cancer organizations and all the major hospitals that are doing research today. So we're very, very proud of that.
And I think another thing you're very proud of is some of the stories you hear back from women that and how the bed method has affected their lives.
Absolutely. Would you like to hear some of them?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Yeah. We have a woman named Debbie. She was 35 when she developed breast cancer. She's a stay-at-home mom. And she was realizing that she was having trouble lifting her arms. And 4 months after completing radiation, she was having intense pain from her shoulder down to her right side. And her doctor said that it was scar tissue from her surgery and radiation. And she gave her a flyer for our program. And now Debbie does the program every time before she cleans or vacuums or does her groceries or her gardening or anything. And she said she has no more pain at all. She feels fabulous. And she doesn't let a day go by without doing the program, which is
amazing. And how long does it take her to do that before she, let's say she needs to vacuum, how long does it take to do your program?
Well, you only have to do like 20 minutes of it and you're fine. And that's about what she's down to, about 20 minutes. Now, I just heard from another woman, actually, that just called me this morning. Her name is Ellen, and Ellen lives in New Mexico. And Ellen is having a great deal of problem and does the program every single day. And my video got caught in her machine, and she was hysterical because I overnight her another video because it's the only thing that helps loosen up her scar tissue.
Aww.
Now, she does it for half an hour every single day religiously. But you don't have to do it like that. But she finds that starts her day off, and she feels so good. She has full range of motion, and she feels really good, and she just wants to do it every day.
Well, 20 minutes is certainly very doable in most people's schedules.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I really would. The other person I had had a balance issue problem, and she could hardly walk down the street without falling, and she loved to walk, and so we taught her how to rebalance her body, and now she's doing great.
This is just so wonderful. You just have such good experience with this, and I'm wondering if someone listening here is presently going through surgery or is going to be going through surgery or has a loved one that is about to have breast surgery, what tips would you offer them? What advice would you give them?
I think the greatest thing of all is a calendar. If a friend could put a calendar together for them and be like the social person and call and have someone do something special for that person every day, whether it's marketing, washing, cooking, cleaning, whatever, because it's very hard for survivors to ask for anything. I think that's great. Like, if somebody could put something together like that for them, or even get them the video or get them a book and let them read about these stories and get them to do some exercising, that would be great too. But help them and encourage them to do something for themselves would be wonderful.
That's wonderful. I've never heard that idea before, and that's such a nice way to organize so that not everybody's coming on one day and then nobody the next day.
There's
a stream of love coming.
I've been an organizer on a calendar, and it is so lovely to do it for someone. It's such a great gift. It's great. So if someone could do that for someone,
it's fabulous. Well, you sound like you know firsthand how difficult it can be. What keeps you going?
What keeps me going is actually all the notes and the emails and the phone calls that I get from these people telling me how much this program means to them. It does. It just keeps me going on the days I say, I don't know. I always seem to get that phone call or that letter in the mail, and I just say, this is why I do it, because it means so much to everybody. And it meant so much to me. And you know what? It means so much to me. If I don't do this program at least 3 times a week, I lose range of motion. I'm stiff and sore. My arm swells. I still need it, and I'm 10 years, and I still need it. So it's something that just goes on forever. You know, it's something that you need to do, and it's not so terrible. We're all here. We're alive. We have each day that we wake up and see the beauty of the world, so if we have to exercise a little, big deal.
I know when I met you, there was a woman who had just tried your method for the first time and was really excited and sort of pushed me aside and said, how do I become an instructor?
I know.
I feel just so, I guess it, you know, really made a difference to her. And I don't know if we only have maybe a minute here, but maybe you want to say just a couple things about becoming an instructor in your method.
Oh, I would love to, yes. It's a 3-day course. It's usually held on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 8 to 5. You don't need any prerequisites, so you don't even need to be a medical professional, although we do have doctors and nurses and OTs and PTs, but you don't have to. The important thing is to learn the program and have compassion. And you can do it as a full-time career. You can do it as a part-time career. You can do it as something you just want to give back to your community. Everyone does it for a different reason, and it is so rewarding. It's just the best.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much for being on my program. You are truly a woman with heart, and I love that you took what your mother's tragedy and have turned it into a positive that has grown way beyond your family and is helping women all over the world now. And
thank
I
you.
Just I can't tell you how much I respect you for that.
Thank you very much.
If anyone listening here, as I said, needs more information, your website again is
www.lebedmethod.com, and our toll-free number from anywhere is 877-365-6014, and I will talk to anyone who calls.
Thank you very much, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry Lebed, for helping us get to the heart of how we can heal better and prevent health problems after breast surgery. I wish that my mom had had a program like this available when she had to go through her recovery from breast cancer. Please share this program so that we can spread the word that these healing options are available, because there are many people who still don't know about them. The Libet method can make a difference, even if it has been many years since the surgery was performed. You can find out more about my shows and other topics I have scheduled, or you can email me and let me know what you like or don't like about my shows at www.theheartofit.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join me again for more of The Heart of It.